with 2008, Oklahoma wheat harvest started back up again on Wednesday, at least in the western part of the state. Combines were finishing up what was left to cut around El Dorado and Frederick. The wheat in that area is now weighing about 59 to 60 pounds per bushel after the storms went through on Sunday evening, with 95% of that harvest now complete. No combines were moving around Hobart, Cordell, or the Chickasha area late afternoon Wednesday, but cutting had begun in the El Reno, Greenfield, and Okarchi areas at that time. Harvest in the north central and northeast part of the state continues to be delayed due to those heavy rains again Sunday afternoon and evening this past week, and producers are hopeful that they'll be able to get back in the fields by Saturday. But they did feel like that was about the earliest point they could get out there. Areas from around La Homa and Ponca City received anywhere from 8 to 10 inches of rain this past week. And even if producers are able to get back in the field, they will be, it appears now, fighting mud through the rest of harvest. Harvest is just getting started around the May and Shattuck area. In the northwestern part of the state, Shattuck was taking in wheat that was testing about 12.3 moisture and weighing anywhere from 58.5 to 60 pounds per bushel. There were a few loads being taken in around Hooker. Moisture samples on those loads were running from 13.4 to 19%, so it does still appear to be a little early there. And the test weights have been pretty variable from up there as well, running about 50 to 60 pounds. We're running between 50 or 60 pounds per bushel. And elevator managers around Hooker and Guymon felt like they will really not be getting into the full swing of harvest until this weekend. In general, we did lose about 2 pounds of test weight around the state with last Sunday's rain event. Proteins are improving, though, in those new areas that are beginning. And the overall average protein in the areas that were winding down are also improving.